ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 8, two texts, text number 247 and 248. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. So this chapter 8 is called Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Rai. Sampatti ramade jive kon sampatti gani. Radha Krishna prema riyana se baradani. Sampattir madhye jive kon sampatti gani. Radha Krishna prema yara se baradhani. Sampattir madhye jive kon sampatti gani. Radha Krishna prema yara se baradhani. Sampattira, riches, madhye, among, jivera, of the living entities, kon, what, sampatti, the wealth, gani, we accept, Radha Krishna, to Srimati Radharani and Krishna, prema, loving service, Yana, whose, say, he, Bara, very great, Dhani, capitalist. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of the many capitalists who possess great riches, who is the topmost? Ramananda Rai replied, he who is richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist. Purport. Everyone in this material world is attempting to acquire riches to satisfy the senses. Actually, no one cares for anything other than acquiring material possessions and maintaining them. The wealthy are generally accepted as the most important personalities in this material world. But when we compare a material man of wealth to one wealthy in devotional service to Radha and Krishna, the latter is found to be the greatest capitalist. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 10.39.2, Kimalabhyam Bhagavati Prasanna Sri Niketane Tathapi Tat Pararajan Naivan Chanti Kinchana. What is difficult for the devotees of Lord Krishna, who is the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune? What is difficult for the devotees of Lord Krishna, who is the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune? Although such devotees can obtain anything, O King, they do not desire anything. Number 248. Dukkha madhye kona dukkha, dukkha madhye kona dukkha hai guru tara. Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukkha nahi deki paar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful? That's probably one of our questions also. Sri Ramananda Rai replied, apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. Purport. Concerning this, Srimad Bhagavatam states, Mam anaradhya dukharta kutumba sakta manasaha satsanga rahito martyo vridha seva parichyuta. A person who does not worship me, who is unduly attached to family, and who does not stick to devotional service, must be considered a most unhappy person. Similarly, one who does not associate with Vaishnavas, or who does not render service to his superior, is also a most unhappy person. There is also a statement given in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita 1544. Swajivanadhikam pratyam Sri Vishnu janasangataha vichedena shanam chatra nasukhamsham nalabhamahi. Out of all kinds of desirable things experienced in the life of a living entity, association with the devotees of the Lord is the greatest. When we are separated from a devotee, even for a moment, we cannot enjoy happiness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Hena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Vibhavu Prabhiti Namini Sri Sri Vindata Vivira Parapankajadayani Prabhupada Navadaya Namaha Sri Virabhavi. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the translation again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of the many capitalists who possess great riches, who is the topmost? Ramananda Rai replied, he who is richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist. So Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continue their discussion, their dialogue. And Ramananda Rai is continuing his answer to the questions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Prabhupada described that a capitalist is one who is always looking for money, always looking for riches. And here also So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, who is the topmost of all those who have money? Who is the topmost? Those who have riches and wealth. So we probably think of, you know, Rockefeller or Ford or in this world, try to compete and try to compare who has most money. I don't know, what's the most money someone has in this world? Maybe a hundred billion dollars or something like that. But Sri Ramananda Rai, his answer is, he who is richest in love for Radha and Krishna, that person is the greatest capitalist. So, there are many people who are rich and wealthy in the world. And Srila Prabhupada, he has given us the yardstick to measure wealth. And here also Ramananda Rai is saying that. The richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist. And many devotees, they think, well, I don't actually have love for Radha and Krishna. I just want to go out on book distribution, or I just want to go out and help people understand, take these books and understand spiritual life, that they are not these bodies, and but they are spirit soul. So by Srila Prabhupada, because he has so much love for Radha and Krishna, and he is giving us this message to go out and tell people about this, and to spread this message of what real wealth is. And we see a lot of times when you go out and you talk to people, you can immediately see that they have an attraction for this type of knowledge, that we are not these bodies, we're the spirit soul, and they become more interested in wanting to know about this type of knowledge. So spiritual knowledge, cannot Srila Prabhupada mentioned so many times, spiritual knowledge, this knowledge, difference between body and soul, is not taught in universities around the world. It is not being given. Even we go to the Santa Fe Community College and we see the students who are there, not very much interested, and many of them don't even know what they're going to be doing in life. They're there and they're going to school, and you know, they're getting their schooling paid for by financial aid, but they don't actually know what they want to do, and many of them will come out. In fact, there was a statement recently that of all the graduates, only 5% of them actually get a job. So many of them end up driving taxi or doing something else. There's so much land to, if you talk to some of our farmer devotees, they'll say there's so much land to be planted and cared for, and so many things you can grow on the land, you can eat peacefully. But not very many people are interested in that kind of life, simple living. So Srila Prabhupada here said, everyone in this material world is attempting to acquire riches to satisfy the senses. Actually, no one cares for anything other than acquiring material possessions and maintaining them. So by his mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are getting to understand a little bit of what our life is all about. And he has opened our eyes to another dimension of the world, the spiritual dimension. and we can see here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going to continue to ask more questions, and Ramananda Rai is going to continue to answer them. And this other question, he says, of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful? And Ramananda Rai replied, apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. There's nothing else that can put one in distress more than the association or the separation from the devotees and the Lord. So I'm not at that level to actually feel that separation. But there are devotees who actually feel that. And ultimately, as we advance more in spiritual life, we also will come to a point whereby we can feel that separation. We see in the Bhagavatam we're reading of the separation of the gopis and especially Srimati Radharani from Krishna. And it is, for me, it's unbelievable and unthinkable of how someone could suffer so much from separation of Krishna. And but definitely it is very, very high knowledge. And we see how the gopis, how they suffer, but also happy, very happy inside. I was just thinking of some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, you know, who also maybe in a infant stage, but how they have given up or surrendered their riches, their wealth in the service of Radha and Krishna, and are on the way. Right? Srila Prabhupada's teaching us how to use wealth properly, how to use money, and how to go on in spiritual life. The first one that comes to mind was Ambarish Prabhu. if you ever heard him speak about how he came to the movement, it's very amazing. He was already, in one sense, he was already trained up, you know, maybe not trained up, but already had a feeling for something different from all that wealth and, you know, the opulence of being in the Ford family. And he's actually left home, living in a mountain. And so when he got the message of Srila Prabhupada, of course, must have been in devotional service before, in order for someone to have that feeling of renunciation. So, but he surrendered when they were going to buy the Fisher Mansion. Prabhupada had no money, but he was offering to the man who wanted, I think, 350,000 or something like that. So he said, "We'll give you 300,000," but he had no money. But he was so much in connection with Krishna, knowing that Krishna can give you anything you want. He was so strong and so much indebted and sure about Krishna's position, of that Krishna can give you anything, that he offered $300,000. And actually Krishna did provide through Ambarish Prabhu and Lekashavanti was the daughter of a labor of a what is that, labor union, is it? And the two of them came together and provided the money. Krishna provided money through them. So there are many others who have given up so many things coming to this movement and coming to the feet of Srila Prabhupada and renouncing so much ultimately in this love for Radha and Krishna. He who is richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist. So by giving up all these different riches, Jayananda Prabhu, he gave up his life's savings of $5,000 to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada also was very grateful for all these devotees who have given up so many, you know, a person's life savings is all he has. He's worked so hard for it in so many years, and it wasn't easy to get that much money at that time. Now $5,000 is hardly anything, but $5,000 in 30, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, was hard to get. But he was willing to give it up. And so This is the example that we are getting of how to make sacrifice for others. Lord Shiva is said to be the greatest in that regard, whereby there is that verse, tapyante lokatapena, that a devotee of the Lord, he is willing to take on some personal suffering, he is willing to go through some personal difficulty for the pleasure of others. And so when we give, when we sacrifice like that, we are actually helping to bring other people closer. We go out on Harinam, or we go on book distribution, or we serve prasadam, or all these different ways that we serve Srila Prabhupada and ultimately Srimati Radharani and Krishna. These are the activities that will bring us that feeling also of love, that our love for the Lord, love for our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, that will also increase as we do more and more activities like this. It's it's already 8:45. So maybe I will I'll stop there and see if there's any questions or comments. Yeah, Madam Mohan Prabhu.
Just to put it in another way about the richest person, I was thinking the richest person is one who has everything he wants. Theoretically, he can buy whatever he wants. So the devotee, he has everything he wants and he's satisfied. Even the richest person, sometimes they have everything that they can buy, but they're not satisfied.
Yeah.
So it was mentioned like that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a very good point that we see. Srila Prabhupada spoke of Bilva Mangal Thakur, that he was a very rich, he was born in a very rich family, but actually he misused his wealth. And it's a tendency of when you're opulent, when you're born in an opulent situation, tendency is to misuse opulence and to become degraded. And Srila Prabhupada said that a little bit about Bilva Mangal Thakur, of how he had so much opulence and he was going to meet a prostitute. And then finally, of course, in his life, he regained that spirituality and actually was able to attain Krishna directly. Today is also the appearance day of Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami, it is said that he lived from 1513 to 1598. Some devotees thought they're not very sure of the dates, but approximately 1513 to 1598. And he delineates his genealogy in Laghu Doshini, which is his commentary on Sanatana Goswami's larger work, Vaishnava Toshini. The genealogy is important because it embodies the little information that exists about Rupa, Sanatana and Jiva's familial background. Jiva Goswami's life and work are emblematic of the Vaishnava way of devotion. He dedicated every moment of his mission to his mission of codifying Sri Chaitanya's philosophy for the benefit of mankind. To this end, he organized a movement begun by the five senior Goswamis. Consequently, Jiva Goswami is known as the most systematic preacher among the six Goswamis and has at times been called the greatest philosopher in all of human history. In fact, Srila Prabhupada has commented that the Vaishnavas are by far the greatest philosophers in the world, and the greatest among them is Srila Jiva Goswami. And his uncles, Rupa and Sanatan, they were also very rich. He talks about boatload of gold coins. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very young, but his father was a landowner, and he was considered to be a multimillionaire, not just a millionaire, but multimillionaire. And he gave up all of that, his his desire to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associate with him and serve him was so great that he was willing to give up all that money to be with the Lord. And actually he did. He did later on in his life. Amiya Prabhu.
Ramananda wrote that the greatest unhappiness is to feel a separation or from a devotee. So how can we build such strong, loving relationships that feel this separation?
How do we build a strong relationship of separation? You have to first you have to associate in order to separate. So so Srila Prabhupada, how he lived and how he taught his disciples, were constantly meeting and constantly associating, and he set up a system whereby we can continue, like the, he set up the whole morning program for us. Coming to Mangal Arati, chanting our rounds together, then there is worshipping the deities, dressing the deities and so forth. Then we have Guru Puja, and then we have a class, and we can hear and chant, we can hear each other speak about the scriptures, and in this way taking prasadam together, going out and doing different activities together. In this way we associate and we actually develop strong desire. There are many devotees who were friends 40 years ago and still strong friends now. Many of them, and this friendship relationship is actually important, because there sometimes there is difficulty and we need someone to confide in, and so it's important to have these types of friendship. So this association Srila Prabhupada gave us, these five most important items described in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan and so forth. The association of devotees, the chanting of these holy names of the Lord, listening to Bhagavatam class, living in a holy place, and worshipping the deities. These five most important items are there in this morning program. And it's important for devotees to, if we're not able to come every day, at least come sometimes. Because it is a protection for us. When Jayadvaita Maharaj was here, he was saying that we may not think of the danger of maybe eating food cooked by outsiders, you know, grains cooked by outsiders. But little by little, that type of activity, not associating with devotees, not always eating prasadam, or sometimes taking outside grains, those have a subtle effect on the consciousness. And then gradually we develop a desire for that more and more. And then before you know it, we start to associate with others other than devotees. And that's where downfall comes, little by little. So by associating with devotees, and this is a very important part of the day, the morning program. And I know many devotees who have a good excuse for not coming. They actually associate by being on the internet, and it's a very wonderful facility to have, you know, for this going out on the internet, krishna.com. And so devotees from not just in our community but all over the world, they can associate like that. What to speak of those who actually attend the morning program? Many devotees out there, they feel inspired by all of you who come to the morning program. And when there is a lot of devotees in the morning program, it's so much nicer than when you have two or three. There are many temples, I mean, in America, where there are just a few people, or maybe just the pujari and the cook. So the others are, it's important for them to also join in, because when we do that, then we also inspire other people. So it's not just our own self, but we also inspire others by our attendance, and that's an important thing. So by associating and serving other devotees and so forth, I think that's a wonderful way to maintain the association and develop a strong desire for the association. So when you don't have the association, you feel separation. Saranga Thakur Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhu. I was thinking we may feel that we're not rich, that we're not experiencing love for Radha Krishna, and we might lament that we're impoverished because we can't give more to Krishna. But then we can cultivate gratefulness, and we can be there in some way, provide a sense of wealth and appreciation for every little thing that we do have.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the gratefulness is very important. And Madan Mohan Prabhu was telling me just a few days ago of Srila Prabhupada telling one of his disciples that, what was that? Anyway, an ordinary man on the street gave him something, and Srila Prabhupada said, give him some money, give him some coins. and Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, he gave you something, so now by your receiving it without paying, you become a debtor. So by our receiving this knowledge, we become a debtor, so we have to now show our gratitude by serving. And what does the saintly person want? What does Srila Prabhupada want from us? When devotees would come up to him and say, Prabhupada, what can I do for you? What did you think he answered? Now you go out and do the same thing like I did for you. So because it's a preaching mission, because if we just take and we don't give back, that would become selfishness. So if we get this knowledge and we are actually feeling pleasure and we have, our life has been changed, we are very much indebted to the person or people who have given us that, and therefore because we are indebted, now we'll have to pay that back at some point. So we better do it now while we have health and strength, and we have the faculties to do that. Because we become indebted, and then at some point we have to pay it back. Okay. Vaikuntha Prabhu travels all around and also preaches, especially in the Caribbean. They were just in Nevis and British Virgin Islands and Virgin Gardens and so forth. All those are here. Rajarshi Prabhu and Vaikuntha. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Just a little anecdote. You were mentioning when Srila Prabhupada engaged Ambarish and, is it Lekha Shravanti, his disciples, in getting their building in Detroit. I've heard this story a few times from a devotee who was in Detroit at the time, that Srila Prabhupada negotiated very successfully to get for such a low price because the building had been so opulent in its time. You know, the guy who made it was the Body by Fisher guy who made all the chassis for all the General Motors cars. And he brought artisans from Italy, and after Prabhupada negotiated this incredible price that you mentioned, he then told the devotees, he said, actually just the fixtures alone are worth the entire purchase price. It was just so gilded and so opulent, such a, just made for Radha and Krishna's temple.
Yeah, thank you very much. And the guy, actually the owner, he came back later and started taking off some of this picture. He came and took out back some of the pictures, and then they had to stop him. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.